thank you, God, in the wondrous name of your Son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you're making and building a people of praise in this place. Lord, we just are here today to rejoice and thank you for your great love wherewith we are loved. Lord, so freely given, so absolutely everlasting, so absolutely undeserved. But thank you, Jesus, you love us so that you poured out your blood so freely for each and every one of us. Lord, let us rejoice this day. Let us be so thankful. The gratitude, Lord, let it just grow till it expands out of this place. God, let the praises be sweetness to you. Lord, the sweet kisses of your mouth, may we just experience them today. Hallelujah for the love of God and where you're taking us, Lord. Lord, may we just magnify the wondrous name of Jesus today. May the Spirit come in and just fill hearts, Lord. Ignite, anoint, Lord, each and every one of your people here today. Your word, may it go forth in boldness and demonstration in the power and the might of your Holy Spirit. Lord, let us get on fire for you. May we be just fervently in love with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's in that wondrous sweet name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise be to God. Well, some of you know how the Lord gave me such a sweet trip this past week. It was a whirlwind. I went with my mom and we went back to visit many brothers and sisters back in the Kansas City area. And it was a magnificent time. I tell you how the steps were so ordered. We were gone not even 48 hours, but how every minute, I don't know how else to express it, but every minute you could just sense the perfect will of God. There wasn't one downtime. From when we left, wheels up, as we say, to wheels back down, as we say, it was marvelous and mighty. But on that trip, so many blessings, but there was a particular one. I met a man. I met a man who for years, I should say not for years and years, but for the last couple, 3 years, had written me such sweet letters of encouragement. I'm talking inspiring letters. Letters of how the Word of God has so touched his life. Letters of how real the appearing of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is to his life. And letters of such appreciation for Paul's gospel to be preached and rejoiced and magnified in this meeting. Paul's very gospel. And even though, brothers and sisters, I'm going to tell you something, that testimony has been so monumental to me. And I mean that through those letters. I can't tell you how rich and encouraged the Lord had those words to my heart. There was nothing like face-to-face. Nothing like face-to-face. It took it to a whole new level. And I mentioned this on Wednesday. If there was a man that I ever met that had the excuse to groan in pain, it was that man. The test upon testing, brothers and sisters, I don't think I've ever seen such trial, except maybe, well, in Brother Job, as we read. But I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord. Oh, the joy of the Lord that was there. And I'm so thankful to God that I met Gaius. I met Gaius as Brother John met Gaius. And that word means the rejoicer. The very rejoicer I met in the experiencing the trial that was going on. And in that, brothers and sisters, the Lord has led me to go to Romans chapter 8. And we'll start reading from verse 18. And it says there, "For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creature or of creation waiteth for the manifestation of the sons of God. For the creature was made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who hath subjected the same in hope. Because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. For we know that the whole creation groaneth and travaileth in pain together until now. And not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope. But hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man sees, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings, which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God. So the question is, what are we groaning for today? What are we groaning for? You see, in order to groan, the Word of God tells us that we must be made weak. We must be made weak. In order to groan, we must have a need. And I met a brother here that had a great need, and he was groaning, but he wasn't groaning as the natural man. Oh no. He wasn't groaning from the pain of this world. Oh no. This brother was groaning. I'm telling you, it was so magnificent. He was groaning as the Shulamite in the Song of Solomon. He was groaning because he was sick of love. He was lovesick. His groans were because he was lovesick to see his Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. If he was before us today, he'd say, the pain that you see, oh no, it's not pain. It's longing to see Jesus. The breath that might appear to be heavy, it's not because of strain. Oh no, it's because the love of God has taken my breath away. And brothers and sisters, this is the groaning to see Jesus, the groaning to meet him in the air. I think of how many things that we catch ourselves day in and day out groaning about. We groan that we think we need more money. We need a better home. We need this or we need that. The groanings of fear or pain or agony. God is encouraging us today, get with the groanings that are forever. The groaning in your heart to see Jesus Christ. And to think, brothers and sisters, we're reading about Scripture here. That the sweet Holy Spirit is the one that does this. The Holy Spirit is the one who makes intercession for us. I find myself many times coming down to the altar. Lord, I don't even know what I'm here to pray for. But I don't even have to worry about that. Because I'm not even here to pray as I ought in myself. But I've got the Holy Spirit, praise God, who's going to take care of everything. You talk about magnificent grace. Brothers and sisters, just turn it on by the grace of God. As Brother Hill used to say it so many times, the power in this place is all hooked up. It's already done. It's hooked to the power plant. The lights are here. But if I don't throw on the switch, it never does me any good. The brother said the other night, light it up. Let him light it up. It's already there. Brothers and sisters, I'm not here to magnify a man that I met. I'm here to magnify the faithfulness of God. But I can't tell you all the homegoings that this brother's faced. All the cancers that has ravaged through his family. Taking his children, his wife. The ones that are mentally and physically disabled that he is taking care of at this moment every single minute. But all I saw and all I've read in the letters was the same face that God allowed me to see as He came through the door. The joy of the Lord is His strength. We have such great witness and testimony. I don't know what it's going to take. Sometimes I think it is good that we feel a little bit bad. And I mean that. A little bit ashamed, maybe. I've been so caught in my own pity party that I've been passing up the glory of the Lord. That brother wouldn't let me feel sorry for him because there wasn't anything to feel sorry for. He knew that this was the perfect path that God had for him that was going to win his best. It was just the way it is. It's just how it is. It's the zone that God gave him. Yes, the zone that God gave him that keeps him in the way, that keeps him on his knees. But not walking around with his head down. Not for 1 minute did I see it. His head was up. And not, "Lord, get me out of here. You keep me here as long as you need to. But the moment you want me to step foot on the other side and look into your eyes, I'm ready to go." How marvelous. How wonderful. The keeping power of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. But brothers and sisters, this Holy Spirit and the groaning that He brings through us, this is the profitable groaning. The profitable groaning in our lives. This is the groaning where we need to be. The heavenly language of love. Appreciate a brother bringing that out not too long ago. The heavenly language of love, this is it. When you get down and you just worship. And then you find yourself driving your car and you just worship. And you feel yourself just at work and you know you're doing your thing. But what's taken over, it's just worship. I'm drawn nigh in fervent love every single moment of the day as to kiss your face, Lord Jesus. It's just too good. It's just the way it is. It's just what you're bringing to my life. And brothers and sisters, we need this language of love. Because this language of love is beyond our mere mortal words. It's the Holy Spirit expressing our hearts. Do you know that? See, your natural man doesn't even know what's down there. I'm learning. But what I'm really learning is I'm learning to trust that leading of the Holy Spirit. That He's put it there. That it is there. That it's definite. That Spirit man has come to live and to dwell in my life. And praise be to God, He's bringing out things to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that are beyond finding out. That are the very ways of God. The ways to love Him. The ways to cry out to Him. And praise be to God, I'm telling you something. By grace through faith, He put them in my heart. He's put them in your heart. And they're yours. Those are yours. Those are the pleadings and the groanings that by grace the Holy Spirit brings to you. And isn't it wonderful? They pour out of our lives like the anointing oils upon the feet of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Are you there this morning? Come on now. And really, are we there this morning? Are we at His feet? Lord, I do. You've called me. I can do some anointing here to You. I want to wash Your feet. I want to wipe Your feet. And yeah, I got lots of tears here, but they're tears of joy today. That a wretch like me could come to the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And I can just get down there and hold Your feet. And say, "I love You. I know how You love me. And I'm so thankful You're weeping over me." Not in tears of anguish. But You're sharing tears of joy for me too. Because I'm laying hold. You can't get me away from there. No. That no man take thy crown. I'm finding out that oftentimes the crown for me is never letting go of the feet of Jesus. Don't disturb her. She has chosen the better part. They think you're crazy when you're down there. They think you're wasting your time when you're down there. They think that you're a fool that you're down there. Stay down there. Don't leave that place. It's the best place you could ever be. Feasting. Feasting. And feasting at the feet of Jesus. But I'm going to tell you something. To get there, brothers and sisters, you have to be smitten. You do. You ever been smitten? Absolutely. Smitten. In love. Struck deep to the heart. Swept off your feet. Your breath be taken away. Yeah. But you ever been smitten of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? That's what I want. And it doesn't just happen once. And there's something about it. It's the strangest thing. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's like, man, I never saw that before. Oh, and you're so beautiful. You're so lovely, Lord. Beyond my wildest dreams, the imaginations. I thought I knew you yesterday, but I didn't know anything about you. Oh, today, what a day. And I mean it. That's not just frilly talk. It's not just something that's fluffed up. That's just what it is. And that's what God is bringing us into, is this smitten. And in order to be smitten, you best be weak in the knees. What do you think? Oh, yeah. If you're strong in yourself today, you're not smitten. No. Weak. Almost can't stand. It's just too good, the glory of God about me. Lord, I just want to fall at your feet. But you keep picking me up and say, no, honey. I'm even asking you to move into apprehending my body, my arms, in an embrace. Oh, what he can do. Are we groaning for the appearing of our Lord this morning? As you sit there today, is that what is captivating your thoughts? I pray it is. I pray it's always on our hearts. That we're not coming into church, and I remember there were times I came in here and I sat down, and after about 5 minutes I started looking at the clock. How long is he going to preach today? Does he look a little tired? I hope you see eagle eyes on today. Brother Hill encouraged me not to make you glad twice. I think you're in good hands. But I never want to cut it short either, brothers and sisters. Ever, never. But may we get focused and really just come into that time of worship and to understand how precious this time is to each and every one of us. And the sooner that we realize it, the better our life becomes. The more value, the sweeter. Aren't you thankful that you know? I mean, I'm just so grateful that I know. I'm glad that I know. The Bible doesn't say that maybe or kind of. It says full and complete and exact. And suffering and the resurrection. Conformable unto his death. He doesn't leave anything out. It's perfect. 2 Corinthians 5:2. For in this we groan. In this body we groan. Earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven. Are we groaning, brothers and sisters, for the new house? Are we groaning today to be clothed with the Lord? Are you still groaning about the sticks and bricks out here that you temporarily live in today? All that's going to burn. I appreciated the Lord gave me time to testify to this man that was so caught up into things. And I said, just to think, the things that are seen aren't going to be here anymore. They're going to be gone. All gone. The buildings, all the, he couldn't even have a new heaven and new earth. Amen? Come on now. All new. Praise be to God. Isaiah 61:10 tells us, I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God. And why? For he hath clothed me with the garments of salvation. He hath covered me with the robe of righteousness, as a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. I'm getting excited about this. I mean, I am getting excited about this, brothers and sisters. Being ready to be dressed up into a body like unto his own glorious body. Now we read it and we know about this, but is it real? You know what I'm saying? Is it something we groan for? I had somebody tell me the other day, brother, you're intense. How could you not be intense? Come on. Come on. This is what to be intense about. And I know it's expressed a lot of different ways. I understand that the still waters can run deep. But I sure like when the Bible tells me, stir it up. Stir it up. Bubbling, full, overflowing. Don't let that flame go out. Don't. Don't hide that under a bushel. Don't. His appearing is so near. We're almost there. And there is a requirement of finishing, and it's finishing with joy. With joy. And that's the same joy that put your Lord and Savior upon that cross. For the joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. For the joy that's set before me, I'm willing to be made conformable unto His death. Is that the calling that we have? It sure is. And it's nothing that I could do. How could I even remotely go there or even try to do that? Sleeping on a bed of nails. I heard about some nut so many hundred years ago that lived up in a tower for weeks and months on end. Outside, exposed, with nothing. He stunk so bad that they quit even bringing food up to him. Did that profit him anything? No. It's not by my works. It's not by anything that I could do. That's filthy rags to God. The only work that's ever going to be done that's profitable in my life, and yours too, is in the pages of that wonderful Word of God. And that is it. And that's it. And faith in it. And effectually believing so it effectually works in me. God has called us that way, brothers and sisters. Praise God. Praise God. Are you feeling a little bit more uncomfortable down here? Are you? Come on now. I hope you are. I pray that you are, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. We need to be feeling uncomfortable down here. Groaning down here by the grace of God. Each day by grace we need to understand that it's more evident that we're not from here. We're not. My citizenship is not here. I think about how much our country talks about citizenship and all of these things. See, that's the problem. They're not thinking about citizenship in the right way, are they? See, there's going to come a time when everything that has breath is going to praise the Lord. And only then and then is it going to be made right. But praise be to God, I'm telling you, by grace, each day, can you imagine, as we yield to Him from glory to glory, we're becoming more into His very image. This is Scripture. Know this. Each day by grace, what do you think? Does the breath that you take, is it tasting a little bit more like heaven? Yeah. It's kind of the fluttering of the wings on the back that I remember an old farmer used to talk about. Each day by grace, do you want to go home a little bit more? Yeah. Yeah. I want to go home. We used to tease my dad that he was the horse for the barn. We couldn't even send him away for a night. He'd go on business trips. Oh, you mean a luncheon? Down to Florida? Be back at 10. You couldn't keep him away. You can't keep us away. I want to go home. I want to go home. I pray to the Lord, how precious the death of His saints is in the sight of the Lord. I think about this dear young brother. People say, oh, what a tragedy. In a lot of ways, I understand that. I'm not making light of that. But he's home. And let me tell you something. He took every breath that God intended him to have. He's the author and finisher of our faith. He's so faithful. He does it absolutely perfect. I don't wonder what would have been or could have been. When He said, it's finished, you better address that in your life and say, it is finished. I don't know about you, but I'm learning to live a finished life. It's done. It's in His hands. It's all by grace. I'm completely 100% His workmanship. It's awesome. It's awesome. Man, brothers and sisters, you don't realize it. I don't even realize it. But the Word of God tells me here that all creation is rooting for you and me. What did He say? Well, look what it says here in the Word of God. It says, it's a cheering section. The earnest expectation. That's the all-consuming thought, the anticipation. It's occupying the mind of all creation is waiting for her. Do you realize that we're living in the time that the rocks are about ready to cry out? Those bricks are going to sing. Come on now. You got to start believing the Word of God. I got to start believing the Word of God. Are we going to just get our toe in there and our ankle and woo, that's nice? Well, I always found the people that were experiencing the most joy were the people that were doing cannonballs in that stuff. Get out in the deep. Launch out. Brothers and sisters, the time is now. It is so now. And every moment we put it off, it just makes it that much more difficult. It does. More bits of that wall that I've built all my life. Let Him tear it down. Let Him tear it down. Oh my goodness. You realize that everything that gives breath is getting ready to praise the Lord? Do you realize that the only thing that's holding it back is there's some groaning ones that need to be made ready? Are you banking it all on this? I pray that you are. What a promise. And it's never changed. It's the same. These are the first things ever written. They know it. Undisputable proof. No fairy tale. Oh no. Every time real true science starts to prove something, all it does is truly prove my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He spoke and it happened. He spoke and it happened. Brothers and sisters, the manifestation of the sons of God. The appearing, the presentation. The bride joined and presented to all that He has loved her. It's coming. About here. I think of it like Esther on her beauty walk. He brought her out there for all to see, and all He could say to her, "Oh, honey, it's all yours. Just take it." "Oh, but brother," He said, "up to half." "Oh, no, read that really right, and you'll see what it says there. It's all yours. It's all mine. It's all ours. I'm sharing it all with you." Come on now. Come on. You actually can respond to that. You don't just have to be a deer in the headlights. "I know you're beauty struck. Time to make the move. Time to make the move. I could have thought my wife was awful pretty to look at from afar. But there was a desire one day to say, 'Oh, I got to have her in my arms.'" You know what I'm saying? Time to make the move. He's made move on you all your life. Whether it's been you've been too ignorant to understand it, you've been playing hard to get, just playing stupid. I don't know. See, you come here and you might not know what you hear. But the one thing you're going to hear, Jesus Christ loves you. And you'll never even understand how much He loves you. Really. But He wants you to know more and more and more about it all the time. But He said, in the ages to come, the exceeding riches of My grace. See, it's never going to stop. And you just think how incredible it is right now. But see, that's why we're going to need a new body like unto His own. A mind that I can understand it completely with. Experience. Oh my. Well, we'll wrap this up. The event of all eternity, brothers and sisters, it's so near. They were singing about it today. Isn't that wonderful? God works perfectly. The marriage of the Lamb. The heavens are beginning to shout it out. The scientists, I love it. I was reading this the other day. I guess the heavens make a noise all the time. Well, they don't understand it. But the noise that heaven's been making all these years is many times greater than it's ever been. And they can't understand it. And then they've been shooting these probes down into earth further and further. And they're starting to hear groanings and mutterings. And brothers and sisters, there's groaning going on right now. There is. All creation groaneth. He said it. Science, you can prove it all you want for me. I appreciate that. But you know what? I already believed it anyways. I didn't need to be there like Thomas and say, "Hey, baby, come on over here. And you put your hands in my holes. Here you go. Thrust your hand and put it all the way in there into my side." Oh, no, Jesus. I knew it was done. I knew it was finished. By the grace of God, You came to me. And Lord, I believe. And Lord, I believe. And I want to live the life continuing on. Lord, I believe. And then He comes and you receive and you receive and you receive. And brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, it's just about ready to burst. He's groaning. We're groaning. All of creation is groaning. The manifestation of the sons of God, it's about ready to happen. The lovesick couple is about to be joined. Isn't that wonderful? I asked Him to strike deep today. And I know He's done it for me. For the Lord Himself shall descend from heaven with a shout. With the voice of the archangel. And with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Now the only thing I prayed on my knees this morning is He brought that to my heart. Lord, I appreciate that we comfort one another with these words. But it's time. I want my faith to be made sight. You know? Lord, it's time. If it could only be today. Let's stand. Let's worship Him. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your name, dear God. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your wondrous name. Praise Your wondrous name. Thank You, Jesus. Praise Your wondrous name. God, let us call out to You today like never before. Lord, and say, I love You. 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 I divinely love You. Hallelujah. I divinely love You. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, dear God. Praise Your wondrous name. Glory to God in the highest. Thank You, Lord. Praise Your wondrous name. Oh, praise Your name. Oh, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Praise You, Jesus. Praise You, Jesus. Oh, God, while every head is bowed, we say thank You in the name of Jesus. We say thank You in the name of Jesus. Thank You in the name of our soon coming bridegroom, Jesus. Lord, thank You for that calling, Lord, and that it's starting to penetrate. It's starting to hit home. It's starting to become real, Lord Jesus. And Lord, as we go, may it truly be that we are a people that loves Your appearing. Oh, Lord, that loves Your appearing. If there are hearts today, God, that are in the balance of this, that may have heard this the very first time, don't let it be strange. It's just the Word of God. And that's the sharpest. Oh, it's beyond sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord, let it just strike deep. Deep. This wasn't an accident for anyone here today. God is dealing with you. Respond. Respond. In the name of Jesus. Amen.